Today, let me break down what our MND minister shared during the recent Committee of Supply debate in Parliament, focusing on housing, urban planning, and livability. Firstly, let us start with Minister Chee. Let us hear what he has to say first.
At this year's COS, I would like to present three key priorities that MND will focus on for the next few years. First, we will continue to uphold our housing commitments and sustain a robust supply. We will build more and build faster to meet the evolving housing needs of Singaporeans. SMS Soon and SPS Harun will elaborate on our efforts to enhance the livability of HDB estates. Minister Indrani and MOS Tan will talk about our plans to enhance the livability of private residential estates and our city in nature.
Here, he mentioned three key priorities that MND will focus for the next few years. One of the biggest concerns among Singaporeans, housing supply and affordability. He mentioned that the government will build more, faster and higher to meet demand. Around 19,600 new HDB flats will be launched this year. Importantly, supply of two-room flexi flat will increase by almost 50% between 2026 and 2028 to support seniors and singles. He also revealed that plans are in the work to build Singapore tallest public housing project at Pearl Hill in Outram, rising above 60-storey high. This marked the first public housing launch in the area in more than 40 years. The new public housing development will be located right next to Outram Park MRT station at the foothill of Pearl Hill City Park. Here, it will comprise 2-room flexi, 3-room and 4-room BTO flats, as well as public rental flats. On this regard, I have to give respect to our government to build public flats in this prime area instead of private housing. If they put it up as GLSI, I can easily say this land will be easily worth more than $1 billion. The signal is very clear, my friend. This shows the government commitment to make housing inclusive to all Singaporeans. He also shared that the government is studying whether to lower the eligibility age for single to buy HDB flat and possibly adjust income ceiling for both BTO flats and ECs. This review aimed to ensure policy evolve alongside changing social trend and family structure. This, in my opinion, is long overdue. However, any raise in income ceiling may spell trouble to the resale market. Who will buy your resale HDB flat then? Everyone new, isn't it? He also mentioned that HDB will be launching another BTO parcel right next to Caldecott MRT station. The parcel will feature around 1,600 units, including public rental flats, 2-room flexi, 4-room flats, and also the first community care apartment, or CCA, in Toa Payoh. All these flats will be very popular. How I wish when I retire in 1-2. Mr. Chee also mentioned there will be a new mixed-use development with private residential unit, retail, and community use, which will also be built at the Caldecott site itself. Currently, if you look into the UIA master plan, this site has a 4.7 plot ratio. This will include a shopping center, which will provide residents with more retail and dining options. It will be similar in scale as Woolwich Mall in Bidadari. The ori huat liao, this site surely will cost more. Other ministers like SMS Sun Xueling also spoke on improving the day-to-day living experience in new housing estate. A key announcement was the formation of a multi-agency BTO coordinating committee. Its role is to ensure that essential amenities such as coffee shop, supermarket, childcare center, bus services, and waste management are ready earlier when residents move in. She also mentioned that HDB will double the current third child priority scheme quota from 5% of the BTO and SBF flat supply to 10%. This will allow more eligible family to secure a flat. This is good news for those that help to solve our declining birth rate. I also hope the ministry will consider my proposal that I shared in my earlier video to encourage more babies. Other ministers that have spoken include Ms. Indrani Rajah, who spoke about transforming the built environment, maintaining a strata development, and improving accessibility of buildings. MOS Alvin Tan mentioned that raising standards for animal health and welfare, greening our city, as well as marine conservation. Not forgetting, SPS Dr. Syed Harun mentioned about public rental scheme and the housing option for seniors from lease buyback scheme to community care apartment. Here, if you're keen to listen more to what each of the ministers have said, I attach the link in the description below. In summary, the overall direction from this committee of supply debate is very clear. More housing supply, better land use, stronger sustainability focus, and a more livable neighborhood for all Singaporeans. Here, the government is not just responding to today's housing demand. It's planning decades ahead to ensure Singapore remains affordable, resilient, and livable for future generations, especially in public housing. On this note, HDB, well done.